What is forgiving and how does one do it? Well, I looked up forgiving and it says to grant free pardon for an offense. In other words, somebody did something wrong, bad, and you take the attitude, well, it's in the past. I have no negative feelings. I don't expect to have no claim for him. To, as far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen. Morally, it didn't happen. And I certainly think that on lesser things, this is possible. As long as it doesn't imply evil in the person, and it's not something major. For instance, I was told a secret and inadvertently told the wrong person, and various people got angry at me for having done so. And I guess I didn't think, it slipped my mind. And there was a few moments where they were pretty annoyed, and then they decided it was not deliberate, and they let it go because it wasn't a major thing, and they didn't think I was evil. So in that sense, I said, do you forgive me? And they said, yes. But if we're talking about a big event, and especially something that involves evil, then to forgive is to give a license to evil. The idea of forgiving your enemies is possible only if you want to sacrifice your values to them, if you think life on earth is worth throwing away, which is what the Christians did when they started preaching that. One of the very worst evils of Christianity is this idea of forgive your enemies, turn the other cheek. It's a license to corruption. It makes a virtue out of refusing to interfere with evil, out of sanctioning evil. You can't have a more corrupt morality than that, if you want to know a bit of what I think about the Sermon on the Mount. It amounts to don't judge, and don't judge evil, and don't protest what it does to the good. You can't beat that for corruption, for moral corruption. You have to say the Bible has some things that are more corrupt than just about anywhere else. Well, that's too extreme, but as corrupt, for sure, as anywhere else.